You're listening to Valley Edition. I'm Laura Satsui. Before we go, it's time for the weekend, where we find out what people in the San Joaquin Valley do for fun when they have a little time off. Today, I'm speaking with Jeff Garcia, Ray Echegoyen, and Gina Arsino in Lemoore. They're members of the King's Lions Club, and this weekend, they're bringing different breweries together for the annual King's Brewfest. Now, this is a 21 and over event, but from hoppy to light beers, IPAs to lagers, they say there's something for everyone, even non-beer drinkers.
So this Saturday is the King's Lions Club Brewfest. Jeff, can you tell us a little bit about what does that event entail as one of you guys' big fundraisers?
Sure. The King's Brewfest has been going on for 6 years now, and we consider it the premier brewfest in the Central Valley. We have over 65 brewers coming. Many of them are local microbrews like Riley's, Hot Forge, Birch Street, and Tactical Ops. But we also have the big breweries that people are familiar with, like Firestone, Tioga Sequoia, Stone Brewery. But in addition to the beer, we have wine, we have non-alcoholic beverages, and we have a lot of food. We have a lot of local restaurants that come in and provide food samplings from Sushi Table, Chicken Shack, Dickie's Barbecue, Toshiko's, Fatty Albert's, and a lot more. So this is much more than just a beer festival. It's really a great food and drink and fun. And I want to mention that we have the Valley Cats coming back again this year. They're a really fun, energetic dance band, and they'll be back again this year. So it's a great, great evening, and we hope everyone comes on out to check it out.
And so, Ray, can you tell me, is there a big beer culture in Kings County?
There really is. It's more than a lot of people would think. I mean, we get a great turnout every year, and I think the fact that you see all the microbrews popping up, you know, we have a new one in Hanford, a new one in Lemoore. There's one going up in Corcoran. They're springing up everywhere. And if you go into any of the breweries that are open right now, it's always crowded.
And we shouldn't forget that this is a fundraiser. For the Lions Club, what does this money go towards?
So this is our biggest fundraiser of the year, and all the money that we raise for this event and all the events that we do throughout the year goes back to the community at 100%. For the King's Brewfest, our primary recipient this year is Valley Children's Hospital's pediatric cancer program. So that's something that's near and dear to our hearts, so we decided to support them this year. So they'll be out there as well accepting a donation from us.
And we will also continue to support King's Lions Complex with the Lemoore Rec Department. They'll also be a recipient.
And so, Jeff, if people want to come to this event, obviously it's not free. Can you tell us a little bit about like the logistical details?
Sure. So our Brewfest is a little bit unique from what other people may experience at other ones. So ours is $40 to get in, but that includes all of your tastings, all of the food, and all of the fun. So there is no additional charge for you to come and enjoy all the things that we have to offer. So that is a little bit different. I think that what makes us a little bit more economical and more fun. So hope you come on out for that too.
And Gina, what's the kind of people who come out? Jeff had mentioned this is like the premier sort of brewfest for the Central Valley. So do you get more than just Kings County coming out?
Yes, we do. We actually get Fresno County, Tulare County. Everybody comes out, they hear about it, they know it's fun. And we do get a lot of support also from the military. So our volunteers are wonderful to the community. So they're all helping out. And it's a little bit of everybody here.
Well, thanks to all three of you for taking the time to talk to me.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for coming out.
Those were members of the King's Lions Club talking about the King's Brewfest taking place in Lemoore tomorrow, which is Saturday, June 15th. The Valley Cats will be playing there, and the event runs from 5 to 9 p.m. You can find tickets and more information at kingsbrewfest2019.eventbrite.com.